Have you done much traveling?
I went to the longest place I ever went to. I went out in California with my son and his wife and two boys, and we went to Disneyland and Los Angeles and Disneyland and went all through that part of the country and saw it. Mm-hmm. And that's the only little trip I've ever made of any consequence. Oh, I've been 400, 500, or 600 miles away from here, several directions, but not too much. Mm-hmm. I travel very little to a man my age. I wouldn't have gotten to going out yonder if it wasn't just an accident. You see, my boy and his wife worked, and he did too, and they wanted to carry those boys to Disneyland. Mm-hmm. And it was real, I really enjoyed it. I wouldn't, anybody ever told me I'd have got out in that darn ocean in a boat, I told me it's crazy. Got out that little old fishing boat. And then this little grandson of mine, the tide had come in. My son's wife, uncle and aunt lived there, her own uncle. Mm-hmm. And he was a driller for the Texas Oil Company. He lived right close to the ocean because that's where most of the production was. Mm-hmm. And they gave us their house for a whole week and moved in the garage. And we had a wonderful time. And these two little boys would get out there, and he'd come those big waves high in his house and hit them, and you couldn't see them. Mm-hmm. He'd come in, the tide would go back, and there they was. And their mother was out there in a bathing suit, kind of sunning. And the tide would make such a roar, it's in the Pacific Ocean, you know. And I said, they haven't got a lick of sense. I haven't got a lick of sense. The first thing you know, I was out there in that darn tide and having the best time swimming and going on. Anybody ever told me that, I told them it's crazy.
Were you active much in clubs and things around here?
I tell them all the thing I ever belonged to was the First Baptist Church that I ever joined. I never did, I belonged to the Boot and Saddle Club. That's where the horses involved, where we had horse shows, and we all met on Sundays and rode and had a good time like that. But
were you in politics ever besides?
I was a county commissioner 4 years, and was on the city council here 6 years. Mm-hmm. And I've been on lots of different kind of boards, different kinds. And I set up this office in the post office building, Second World War, and hired all the help.
For the selective service?
Huh?
For the draft board, you
mean? Yeah, didn't give a dime for it, but somebody had to do it. Mm-hmm. Then after I resigned, my daughter was working there, and I asked the old colonel down at Longview, a man asked him, could a man's wife serve as secretary? Mm-hmm. He says, sure, what we want is a job done. That's all right. Mm-hmm. Well, then it comes the question about my daughter. Mm-hmm. Yes, so Edna Ruth was just out of business, finished high school, and had also went to junior college, and so she's right out, she could type and all, and just suited fine for the job. So I let her go to work, and after a while the thing, some of the people got the belly aching and talking about it, and I didn't want to embarrass Edna Ruth, so I said, and I hired the man that was her boss, Alvin Jordan. He'd been in politics here, and I'd known him all his life. We went to school with him, but he was several grades ahead of me, but I hired him the job. But they got the belly aching, the eyes getting tired of it, going up there and working, you know, way in the night, and had to climb 5 stories in that post office building sometimes. It was on the right and state line. One side used Texas side one time, and the other used Arkansas side, the elevator. And you'd go up there and have to climb them 5 stories after you'd been up there 3 or 4 hours working. and bellyache and eye sore, leading the roof.